Here, while the Secretary General is meeting with heads of state, ministers, and negotiators to ensure that there is an ambitious and universal agreement in Paris, we are also talking about the future. We're talking about how to make all of this come alive on the ground. To that end, the Secretary General has announced with five other partners that we will be creating an implementation, a climate action summit in 2016, in May, to show that the things that we've talked about here in Paris are actually happening on the ground. This is very important. It began with the Secretary General Summit in 2014. The number and the depth of the coalitions that are organized to deliver action on climate, whether through forestry, through industry, through cities, all the different channels need to move forward as far and as fast as they can. And so the Secretary General is not only ensuring we have this robust, universal agreement, but that we have the coalitions in the field to deliver the goods.
So what would that look like on Friday or towards the end of next week? We're expecting government representatives to agree on a new deal. What will happen between then and May 2016?
It's important to remember that action is happening around us. No one is waiting for the deal. What the deal in Paris, what the agreement in Paris will signal is not a finish line, but rather a starting line. It is taking the action that is happening on the ground, scaling it up, deepening and broadening it such that the ambition that is outlined here is not only achieved, but that it is exceeded. As we all know, the intended nationally determined contributions will not get us all the way to the path of below 2 degrees that we are seeking. That means that we need the implementation means to both achieve everything to what people commit to here, but that also take us beyond that. And that's why the focus on implementation starts right now.
Now, as you mentioned, you're a special advisor on climate change. Have your expectations so far been met here at COP21?
Something that I see that is different here at COP21 than in all the COPs that I've attended is the massive display of coalitions that are enthusiastic about getting more and more ambition in their own areas. This is important because it enables the negotiators to see how they can achieve this deal. It is not just to get an agreement that we need, it's to be able to implement it and go beyond it. And that's what this huge display today on Action Day is all about. And yesterday, the kind of coalition of mayors from around the world that we saw was unprecedented. And we could use that word over and over, unprecedented groups of mayors, unprecedented groups of business leaders, unprecedented groups of civil society. This is exactly what we're going to need to make this happen.